This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update from
our friends
over at Chill Zone AC? Featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
Speaking of chill, it's been a nice chill in the air. It is mostly clear skies with a brisk breeze about 10 to 15 miles an hour out of the north-northeast. And I would say the temperature is probably between 75 and 80. But we got a few nice days ahead of us. And should be a beautiful weekend.
The golfer, dude. 77 degrees. It actually feels warmer than the actual temperature.
It feels so like, that means we got a little more humidity in it.
Feels
air.
Like it's 78. the wind is blowing at north-northeast at 7 miles per hour. Gusts at 11.
Man, he's got a power, man.
This guy's good. Humidity's at 60%, so it's a little warm. It's a little bit.
I'm only made one, like, last Sunday. Because, you know, I usually get up in the morning, figure out what the weather's going to be, and then dress accordingly. Me, you know, I'm not like one of those idiots that if it's 65 degrees, I'm going to go ahead and still wear shorts. I want to be comfortable. Hmm. Like, I had to play football half naked in 30-degree weather, you know, with your arms in your in those little tights on, you know. So I want to be comfortable when I golf. So I put on some long pants. And it was a heater. It was a heater. I mean, oh my goodness, was it hot.
The Panthers, they win yesterday 6-3. Get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Panthers win 6-3. If you guys missed it last night, the game ended with Atulo Sterinen with an empty netter, but Brad Marchand got the assist, and that was his 1,000th career point. Here was the call last night on QAM.
Carlson over on the far side. Marchand the takeaway. Backhand to Luo Sterinen. Luo Sterinen looks long toward the empty net. He scores at to Luo Sterinen from long range. The empty netter, and that's 1,000 points for Brad Marchand, who picks up the primary assist on the goal. The Panthers take a 6-3 lead with 90 seconds to play, and Marchand's teammates onto the ice to celebrate at center ice.
Amazing. Brad Marchand gets it done. 1,000 points. What a milestone.
Man, big
moment. Is there a person who played for an opposing team that you didn't like that ended up on your team and has had a better reaction than Brad Marchand? That's kind of like not even in basketball.
Nah, not at this. Not that one that comes to mind right off the
it
would noodle.
It's almost the equivalent if Paul Pierce had got traded to the Heat.
Ugh. Time out.
And then you start liking him.
You're talking about a player who was traded to like a rival team and then became
traded from a team that, right.
Hold on. Dennis Rodman.
No, I'm talking about here, dude.
Oh, you're talking about that? I thought you were just talking about in general. No, nobody here likes another player from another team.
No, but I'm talking about that Tobin Petty.
Yeah, I mean, like the most obvious comparison to it is Ray Allen, but Ray Allen was definitely the most likable of the big three in Boston.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like it wasn't like if you wanted to rank. He wasn't the antagonist captain. That was either Paul Pierce or Kevin Garnett. And
right, but if Paul Pierce or Kevin Garnett, is that about the same? Because
I don't think I could. Yeah, I mean, probably.
Right.
But I don't know. No, not one that comes to mind. This was Paul Maurice after the game. This was him on Marchand's getting his moment.
He's been so prolific over his career and yeah, you know what? It's good for him to kind of have an experience at home. I think that's really nice that he gets to have the fans appreciate it, celebrate it with him. It's great.
He had a family there to celebrate it. They knew he was bearing down on this. He's obviously been red hot, as, by the way, has been Sam Reinhart, who had a pair of goals yesterday. Rhino's really getting it going for the Panthers. And then Daniil Tarasov got his first Panthers win yesterday. Other goalie. This was him on getting his first win.
Yeah, man, it's been a lot. Yeah, it's kind of tough, you know, especially with a new team and you can't get a win at the beginning of the season. And finally, we got it. So I'm so happy and proud of these guys. We got like huge milestones tonight, and I'm just happy to be part of that.
There you go, Paul Maurice. This was him on his backup goalie getting his first Cats win.
And I think that that could be a really good thing for him, right? The adversity that you face, having to grind, winning against a real good team on a big shot night, so he didn't luck into it. He's first night we scored some goals for him, so we think there's more wins in him.
There you go.
Hey, so I don't want to call out Paul Maurice.
Uh-oh, you're going to call out Paul Maurice? Why are you going to call out Paul Maurice? He's a two-time Stanley Cup.
I thought when you looked up, we was on the same page with Prolifical.
Play that again. Like, play that again. Like,
Paul Maurice said it or Tarasov?
No.
Paul Maurice.
He's been so prolific over his career. And
he said prolific.
Yeah, you know what? It's good for him to kind of have an experience.
I take it back, Paul
Maurice.
That's
really nice.
He said prolific, but it did sound like.
Sound like prolifical.
Yeah.
I was like, because I saw Vlad look up, and I wanted to just go, mm-mm. But he was still. We going to rot in hell, all of us. Because we, like, well,
especially
we
for your
listening.
False accusations after you messed up in Vegas.
I took it back right away.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
So, hey, we wish the best for everyone, but just in case you slip, we gonna be on it.
We'll take a break here on the program. We'll come back 15 minutes of heat. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat for your ass right here. Brought to us by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Heat back on the hardwood tonight. 7 o'clock taking on the New York Knicks. So that is a 5:45 preheat. With Solana and Tommy Tide to get you ready for all the action. If you're watching it on TV, it's on
Amazon Prime.
Hey, one of the first times for the Heat.
First time, yeah. Well, we get UD. I think D Wade's doing something with them tonight too in studio because I saw he put on some Instagram photos. So I think we're.
Where did he do the studio in New York?
I think they're in LA.
I
think they're in LA because I think that's why D Wade didn't want to do the world. Barry Jackson reported like because D Wade was doing NBC. And the reason
they wanted to hire him full time.
Yeah, and he's like, "You guys shoot where?" He goes, "Connecticut." And he's like, "Mm-hmm." Mm-mm. So I'm pretty sure they're in LA. That's a great crew. I think everybody's really liked the Amazon coverage so far with UD, Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash, and Taylor Rooks. And Blake Griffin goes in there from time to time too as well.
In between commercials.
The Amazon, yes, it's in Culver City. It's in Culver City, Los Angeles, Culver City, California.
Yeah, it's because everybody, whenever
well, isn't Amazon? Amazon is out west, right? So
yeah, that's everywhere.
No, but I mean their main
the main
offices.
Main the main
yeah
yeah. So you will get I think you for a national broadcast. You should get a lot of Heat stuff tonight. And should be a fun match. It was a great first game when the Heat and Knicks face each other. No Jalen Brunson tonight, but we'll see what the Heat can bring. Obviously, you want to see him bounce back. Jaime had kind of one of his first stinkers of the season last game.
Mm-hmm.
Jovic has been a very, very skittish. I saw there was a quote. There were some quotes that Ira Winderman printed. Printed on the hot off the press. Ira Winderman wrote this column about some comments Eric Spoelstra had before yesterday's game because people were like, "Oh, is the system, you know, is that part of reason for Thomas?" He goes, "Mm-mm." It's Eric Spoelstra shot that down quick. He's like, "What? New system?" He's like, "That's ridiculous. Anything. This should be a system that should be right in Nico's hands. You know, the fast moving, versatile. No, he's just kicking the ball all over the place. He needs to stop turning the ball over willy nilly all the time."
Those guys have fell off a little bit, but Kalel has had a couple of decent games back to back.
He has. He's looked really good. He's looked really, really good.
You love you some Kalel, boy.
What's not to like about him?
Yeah.
I just think that this team needs him to be good more than any of those other players. Otherwise, they're going to lose the rebound battle and forget how many points you scored. The problem that they've had with other teams is the second chance points.
Yeah.
Second opportunity. So if you can get Kalel in there to be some kind of resistance and get those rebounds and just eliminate maybe half of those, like, yeah, you're in a good place regardless of how much he scores.
Robinson's back
now,
home.
Now, yeah. I would like him to be able to be a little stronger at the rim.
Yeah, Mitchie's back.
Folks.
Mitchie, yeah.
Yeah, Robinson didn't play in the last game.
Mitchie Glock is back.
So you got to imagine they're gonna go tons of size at the Heat. You got those big-ass wings you got to face. You got McBride you're going to throw in the Brunson spot today?
Yeah, it's going to be McBride and Mitch and the starting lineup along with Cat Bridges and OG. You're probably going to see a lot of Shamet.
Yeah, Cat had a really rough shooting game the last time against the Heat. He was building a brick house against the Heat last
time
around.
Yeah, that's shocking because he usually eats Bam up every time they face each
other. Not that last game he didn't. Yeah, but really, no Bam tonight.
There's one game, you know.
No Bam tonight.
There's always one game, you know. You can let the other person eat.
Well, I think that Cat's typical ownership has been because Jimmy Butler could never beat the Timberwolves. That was a weird thing. He always kicked the crap out of Jimmy Butler.
So now you're blaming this all on Jimmy. I love how you turn on your people.
He turned on me first. He told me he was going to be normal. Is it turning if you get turned on first?
Yeah, let me ask you.
Let's be careful with words.
When a man is the man you thought he was, why are you shocked when he does the stuff he's normally
doing? Why am I shocked when people lie?
No. That's not. Listen, it's not lying if you know what was going to happen.
That's the definition of lying.
Yeah, but you fell for the lie.
That's still lying. It's lying. It doesn't matter if you fell for a lie or not. It's a lie is a lie.
If he's a liar and everybody knows he's a liar and he lies, he's not lying.
You're one of these idiots that believe in fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
So how many times do you need to leave?
You've told the history of Jimmy Butler from team to team.
Leroy, he said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right?
Yep, shame on you.
Chicago, that was the first time.
He didn't fool me. Had nothing to do with me.
But he fooled the NBA
and
the fans.
It had nothing to do with me.
Philadelphia, Minnesota, fool me twice. Philadelphia, fool me a third time.
Philadelphia.
Well, I'm not going to blame him for Philadelphia because they didn't re-sign him. That's a difference.
Philadelphia was dumb.
Philadelphia was smart. They knew what's up.
They gave Tobias Harris the max.
But you can't put him and Joel Embiid in the same room without
him
calling Joel out or something like that?
He loves Joel Embiid. They're like best friends. Yeah, he hated Ben Simmons.
Right. He was best friends with Lowry, too, till they got rid of him and he went, them's the breaks.
No, I don't think he was. I mean, he did love Kyle Lowry. I don't think he was thrilled when it all ended either. But Kyle Lowry was old, you know? Had to give him that third year.
I'm just saying, you, of all people, know how this was going to go. And you fell for, I'm just going to go and hoop. Okay. Then we got one-legged threes.
Yeah. Well, this gets brought up every night. Show. It's old news. Who cares?
He went 5-for-7 the other night.
Yeah, he had a good game. He had a good game. Amazing. He played it back-to-back. Kenny Atkinson wouldn't know about that. That's crazy. You see that, Kenny? Even the old can do.
Wait.
It's amazing.
Why are we back at this?
Nothing. He has got an enemy out of me. That's all I'm saying. Norm Powell has been amazing, though, which, by the way, the Clippers just have to be killing themselves over. Enjoy that. Yeah. Great trade by them.
I just think they didn't want to get rid of him for free, and they didn't necessarily.
Well, you certainly got the great asset of Slo-Mo.
Doesn't even play.
Well, they flipped him. They flipped him for John Collins, and John Collins. Everybody thinks John Collins is going to be a thing, and he's John Collins.
He's been a thing. Like, he's always been that piece, right? Ooh, if we can add some length, John Collins.
John Collins will definitely do a stint here. I'm whenever his contract, he's gonna do the homecoming tour down here. He's been linked to the Heat forever. There'll be a John Collins season with Miami.
There's certain guys that
I love
spend
the fact you know
half of their career being a prized possession for somebody, right? John Collins is one of those guys. Then, maybe we could flip and a draft pick for John Collins. Like, we hear it every year during trade time.
Poetry Love says, Ware needs to be in the post, not at the perimeter all the time. Yeah, part of that has to do with the rotation, but I do agree. I think I would like them to get him a couple. Like I said, I think you feed the big man early. I think that always goes a long way. I
see, think that engages him early. See, tonight's game is going to be a factor in that. If he has to guard Mitchell Robinson, he has to be he can't let offensive rebounds. Like the Knicks, that's one of the Knicks' prowess is that they, with Cat and Mitch and Josh Hart, they can extend possessions. They can get second and third possessions. So that's going to be very important to get for the Heat tonight.
I'm with you. I can't really blame him for the rebounding over the last couple of games, though. Like he's put up 34 rebounds the last two games. Like he's rebounded well. The other guys have got to pitch in. You know,
they all standing out there by the 3-point line watching.
It's all,
and
yeah.
Other teams have crashed the boards.
That's the thing is like there's so many threes going up and they send everybody in because you think everyone's going to leak out to go back on defense and then instead they're sending more guys from the wings to go rebound. It's kind right. of like a new wave in the NBA and the Heat's got to catch up with that. They've done a lot of great stuff. There's no doubt about it. I mean, like, look, you're not going to be perfect at everything. But that has got to be something because the second chance points so many games the Heat feel like they got a grip on these games and yeah you allow these opportunities and all of a sudden boom boom a couple possessions the game swung back in the other team's favor.
You get that you start getting that quick outlet and running and those guys get caught underneath the basket that'll stop that because remember before you shoot the shot get back. Now they're crashing the boards because you ain't making them pay. If you start making them pay by getting the ball down the court and they're standing underneath their own and you get easy buckets, they'll soften up.
Yeah, until you make them pay. And that's just the problem. The Heat haven't been able to make teams pay enough.
Yeah, because I hate to say this. You know who was awesome at this?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Love.
Yeah, rebound. Kevin Love's a great rebounder.
Long, you know.
Not long anymore. Pass. I mean, he's a meme at this point. But yeah, no. When he was in his prime, he's one of the best rebounders in the league.
But rebound and then quick outlet and then on the other end. So
no doubt. That's a huge thing they got to get from Nico. Like he's got to do that better. Like if anything with this taking the turnovers, the shots are going to come and go. I think if you were Eric Spoelstra, you'd just say, hey, like what's the thing we can get out of you? Every single night, that's got to be what they're asking from him, and if that gets fixed, yeah, it would go a long way. So, should be a fun one tonight. NBA Cup, you know, you're fighting for it, dude. Point differential. I still think it's kind of goofy, but whatever.
All right.
What does the court look like, Vlad? What do you guys got? You got like a blue court? What do you guys have for tonight? I haven't seen the Knicks NBA
probably
cup court.
Probably a court with a Statue of Liberty in the middle.
I don't know. It's probably
James Dolan's face at the center
it's
court.
Corny, probably.
Oh, is this your first home NBA Cup game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because then next week we play
the
Milwaukee.
We
lost to Chicago.
The one that's crazy is the Wolves. The Wolves one it's like Hulk green, and it's like. The lights, it like beams onto the players. They all look radioactive.
Who did I watch the other night? They had uniforms, didn't even look nothing like theirs. I'm trying to think of who it was. Was it who did?
We're going to have the NBA Cup in the middle. And then in the paint, we're going to have the cup as well.
But is it blue or is it just
it's
a regular looking
court? It's
going
to be blue.
It's all blue.
Yeah, it's all blue. All right. And then you're going to see the Madison.
It's a little weird. Madison Square Garden's so old school. It's a little strange.
I don't like when they changed the garden. But yeah, it's going to be blue. I think they tried orange before. It was just looked nasty with the basketball.
Yeah, they did. The Heat had red last year, and they just put the red on the outskirts this year, and kind of like a goldish tan is now what they got. I'm like, that's much better.
Yeah.
Much better. All right, well, we got that coming for you tonight. 5:45 preheat, 7 o'clock is your tip. Take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is time for the mixed bag here. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Why is it every time I say it the first time, it sounds like you're coming in from, like, the Middle East? Like, there's always, like, a strange delay.
She's on mute.
Okay, how about now?
Samesies. That was samesies. That was really? That was worse. You doing a bit?
Really?
You bitten me?
No.
That's what, we can't ever have serious conversation because everybody thinks somebody trying to pull a bit on us.
It's a bit.
It's all Froggy's fault.
Let us get to the mixed bag. As you guys familiar with Chris Finch?
Isn't he the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Vlad, he is the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And you know how earlier in the show I made Kenny Atkinson an enemy of mine for life.
Oh, don't tell me he has a tag team partner now.
No, Chris Finch, I want to shake his hand.
Oh, really?
This guy's great.
Why is that?
Well, he was on the Zach Lowe podcast, or I guess Zach Lowe was doing a live podcast in Minnesota.
Okay.
And he had a thing or two to say. This was Chris Finch yesterday.
My wife was worried about me. She's like, "You're such a workaholic. What are you going to do?" And I was like, watch how amazing I am at doing nothing. It was great.
I mean, I bet you three-quarters of these people are going to go home and do a podcast tonight, you know? Yeah.
You're going with the anti-media tropes right out of the gate.
I mean, it'll qualify you to coach the Lakers, you know?
I like this guy.
Oh,
wow. Wow. Great. Wow.
Until Ant-Man's a Laker.
Wow.
Chris. Wow. Could you imagine Ant-Man and Luka on the same team?
Okay, you play around.
Actually,
okay.
I can't.
I can.
I
can.
Wow.
That's a cheap shot.
it's a cheap shot. It's a pot shot. Old podcast boy over there.
Lakers used to be in Minneapolis.
Did they lose to the Lakers on an Austin Reeves game winner?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Still salty about it.
They'll remember.
Listen, Chris Finch, he blew out his knee coaching the Timberwolves so hard. Remember that?
He did.
Drake May has his Patriots at 9-2. His tackle, Will Campbell, got a hot take about him.
He's playing at an elite level right now. I'm biased, but I think he's the best player in the NFL. You know, there's no game that we're out of when we have him. And, you know, he's just, even though how good of a player is, he's an even better person and an even better teammate. So that just makes it that much more cool to, you know, be able to share the huddle in the locker room and be friends with somebody like that. And, you know, I just, you know, look forward to the future and just continue to play with him and grow with him. And as we all continue to grow in this offense, and, you know, he's got everything in front of him, and I'm super excited to be a part of it.
Good God.
Hey, you know what that all was missing?
I may not be
Paul! Pow!
I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is.
Right. Like he sounded like he just called into the Paul Feinbaum show.
Where he went to LSU? Where's he from?
Alabama.
I don't know.
Mississippi.
Well, Will Campbell. Let's look.
Will Campbell.
He's from the South.
Go Tiger. Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, he used to hunt critters.
I felt like we were one step
squirrel
away.
Stew.
He definitely has done an episode of the Gators with old Troy and them. Swamp People. He's done an episode of Swamp People. He's definitely have to do an episode of Swamp People.
He everybody was talking about him in the first in the draft. They're like, I don't know if he's gonna drop T-Rex arms. And Vrabel's like, yeah, okay, dude, I'm gonna take him fourth.
That's Troy crazy, Landry. Right?
I don't know. He's got T-Rex arms. Fravel's like, very, very cool. Like, I'm going to take him.
I'm always wondering about this. There's guys that don't look the part but play the part well. Why should they be downgraded because they don't look the part? Right? So you say, oh, he's got short arms. But if the dude hasn't given up a sack, that means he's working with it.
Go Tiger. He was one step away, though, from, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
It was a love fest.
Oh, no, it's coming.
He was about to go Bobby Boucher on him, man. Yeah.
It only happens. It only happens when you lose two straight. Then you almost have to declare your loyalties to your quarterback, right?
Seth Jones, he got his 100th goal yesterday, but he had that focus on Brad Marchand. Happy for Marshy getting his milestone.
We talked about it before the game. We got to go out there for him. So when he passed to Lusty, Lusty actually missed one. Was it last game? Where were we last game? Vegas. I think he missed a couple of empty netters last game. So he got the one tonight when he needed it.
There you go. Everybody went crazy for him.
Yep.
Everybody went crazy for him. Aaron Judge just won his third MVP. And this was him discussing that milestone.
All over the years, I think just try not to take it for granted. You know, every single year I get a chance to play in New York and wear these pinstripes and play for this great franchise. I just try not to take any of it for granted. You know, every year is so different. Every year is so special. You know, we can have a lot of great years, but, you know, our ultimate goal is to go out there and win a championship every single year and bring it back to the city. And, you know, that's what drives me every single year, you know, and especially the young guys we keep bringing up who are having great seasons. You know, Ben Rice came out and had an excellent season for us and is going to continue to prove this next season. You know, the veteran players that we bring in to kind of compliment us has been special. So for me, it's just really not taking anything for granted and just appreciate every moment.
Get to it, New A-Rod.
I ain't going to lie to you. That's all beautiful, everything he said, and I agree with him. But Yankee fans are petty too. Tobin's right. Got to win the ring. Got to win the ring. Come on.
Hey, the weird thing was
here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Got to win.
Same thing that happened with Jeter. Regardless of what happens, the fall guy is going to be Giancarlo.
I don't think so.
Because he's always hurt.
No, Giancarlo. We love Giancarlo.
Here's the thing. This was the first playoffs that Judge actually hit and nobody else did. But the previous playoffs, it's always Stanton who hits. Yeah. And it's always Judge who poops the bet.
Yeah.
Even though Judge is the captain.
So you can't throw him under the bus without throwing your own guy under the bus.
And those are two big guys to be thrown under the bus.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine somebody, 6'6 and 6'8 back to back?
It's a lot of height,
a lot of strength.
Yep.
They can't pitch, though.
Nope. That almost killed the Dodgers. The only thing that saved the Dodgers was they could just run through all their starters.
Where's my violin? What are they going to do? Go pay another $300 million? What do they got? Poor bastards. Didn't I see? There was the owner already made back the Shohei money. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
$700 million. Made that back already, dude. Dolphins. They are getting ready for the Commanders. And the big thing that is important is 1-0 without the Papa Shot Hoop. And Jordan Brooks, it has been revealed that he was the culprit. He was asked about it yesterday.
Jordan, I guess Jalen did put you on the spot. Last time you said you didn't want to talk about it, so you could just say no. But is there anything you are willing to share about the removal of the Papa Shot now at this point after it led to a win?
No comment.
All right. Sounds good.
Like, what?
Very good. Okay, moving on.
Like, come on, dude. Then just because you smile and asking the question don't mean it ain't, you know. When you ain't want to tell us last week, but now that you won, you want to tell us? No.
Like I want to tell you? Jalen Waddle, he has been putting up big numbers without Tyreek. Tyreek, by the way, changed his Instagram. Well, let me make sure this is real. I don't want to get fooled by the internet. But I'm pretty sure I saw this on one of those Twitter accounts, and Tyreek Hill, hold on, Cheetah, because he can't put his real name on Instagram. Cheetah put unemployed.
I mean,
as his bio,
he's not,
but he's not unemployed.
He will be.
Well, yeah.
He's also unfollowed basically everybody on Instagram too.
Really, even Mike McDaniel, because he bigged him up after the troll
did.
Job.
He did give a lot of love to Mike McDaniel, but it says unemployed. Either way, Jalen Waddle was asked about his numbers since Tyreek Hill's gone down, and here's what the Penguin had to say.
Well, we went like 1-3 over the last month. What is it? 1-3 So I mean, I kind of go with how the outcome of the game come. It's not. You know, individual, like, success is always about, you know, team wins. So, looking at it, it's been, you know, highs and lows.
Man, I love that from Jalen Waddle. Not here for numbers, here for wins. Leader. Take note, Tua. No talk of meetings.
I mean, the fact... Here's the deal. When you do stuff like that and you say it's for us, then leave it amongst us. Right? Like, once you start sharing to everybody else what you're doing, you're just trying to save face to let people know we, you know, hey, we doing something. We trying. But it comes across as being insincere.
I like it. Insincere, not insincere. It's a good answer. That's all I'm asking for. Good answers. All
right.
The answer is, what's our record? 1-3 on the stats. That's a leader's answer. That's what the Penguins out here saying. I like that. I don't care if it's phony or not. I need to be filled with some phoniness after this year. It's been terrible. With Papa Shots and firings and everything that's gone down this year could use a little bit of a rah-rah cliche answer. I mean, not to that Will Campbell's level. I mean, he needed to get a room. But you know, I think I think that was about the – that was gold. That was just right from the Penguin. I like that. Anyway, that's the mixed bag. There you go. Chris Finch, though, dude. Hey, listen, next time I see you when you come down here, finger guns. Little – I see you. Great answer.
Say finger guns.
Good job, dude. That J.J. Redick. You think this J.J. Redick's going to lose his mind?
No, he's going to remember, and they're going to put 50 on him.
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know.
But you could talk trash if you eliminate a team out of the first round of playoffs like you did last, like the T-Wolves did last season.
I do think there's just a level of people that are like, really? This guy got a job? What was he doing? Doing a podcast? I'm Chris Finch. I'm grinding to get the job.
But to be honest, you got to admit, he's doing a good job as a head coach.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine. He's got Luka Doncic, you know? What a great adjustment. Luka, go do Luka stuff. Thank you, Brate. Great coaching.
Go do Luca stuff.
Great play, coach.
So what, you think Rick Adelman's son is not a good coach because he has a Joker?
I don't think he's not a good coach, but I don't think
Joker,
I'm not, stuff. Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I do think that's what he does. So Joker basically almost went to the finals last year without a coach. He basically, oh, you guys get rid of my champion coach? Cool, doesn't matter. I'm the Joker.
So then, I mean, we could say that about every head coach with a great player.
You could.
You think who's the coach of OKC?
Diagonal.
Yeah, you think Diagonal?
That kind of proves the point, does it not? You don't even know his name.
Exactly.
Guy's a champion.
Doesn't that work with all like superstars of that level?
Sure. But I mean, mostly podcast boy over here. We all know he's sitting there for his podcast.
He does have the most intangibles.
He does. And also
who?
JJ Redick.
Over Spo?
Close.
LaRavia. Who saw that coming? Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.
Today's topics are sponsored by Local Plumbers 519. It's another
football Friday. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.